Blog Talk Radio.
Hearing of the covenant, by the hearing of the word. See, I say, how did you get the
are you now made perfect by the flesh.
So he said now, you that got on the track, you go rolling good in the spirit, right? Now, he said now, are you made perfect by the flesh? Hmm. He's talking about this law. Let's see what law he's talking about here. Sister J. Israel and C. E. Roy. Let's go to the book of Hebrews right quick. Book of Hebrews chapter 9. Let's see what he's working with here. The book of Hebrews chapter 9, let's pick it up at verse number 18 through 20. And verse 22. Sister J. Israel and C. E. Roy. Book of Hebrews. Look at Hebrews chapter 9.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 18 reads. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
But he said the first covenant was dedicated without blood. Verse number 19.
Verse 19. For where Moses had spoken
every
precept to all the people according to her instructions, he took the blood of calves and of goats.
So he took the blood of calves and of goat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rinsed
with water
scarlet.
And scarlet wool.
Mm-hmm.
And this up. And sprinkled both the book and all the people.
So let's see if we can read that account of Mother. Let's do the book of Exodus right quick. Let's see if we can read what Moses did in the book of Exodus chapter 34, I believe we look at book.
Use one of your pants.
Exodus chapter 34.
Okay.
Mother Israel from Sea Royal. That's the one I'm looking for. Exodus 34.
I have verses 18 and 19.
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 9, verse
18.
Yeah, yeah, verse 19. 18 and 19.
That ain't the one I'm looking for either. What is that one at now? Well, let's look at 34. Let's see if I can pull out what I need in 34. And let's think that Exodus 34. And let's look at verse number 27 and 28. See, I run down what I'm really looking for here. Exodus chapter 34, 27 and 28. Mother E. Israel, see you, Roy. Of the children of Israel.
And he sent young men of the children
of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings and ox unto the Yahweh.
They offered burnt offerings, peace offerings unto Yahweh. Verse 6.
And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basin.
And did what?
And half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
Verse 7.
And he took the book of the covenant.
He took the book of the covenant, go ahead.
And read in the audience of the people. And they said,
what they say?
All that the Yahweh have said will we do and be both.
The obedient. Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said,
and said,
behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Yahweh has made will you concerning all these words.
Go back to that Hebrew. Polluted words. Hebrew. What about Hebrew? Let's read that. Brother Mackay?
Yeah, I will.
Sister J. Israel. Pick it back up at 18 through 20. 22, 24. What about Hebrew?
Verse 18. Whereupon neither...
Yeah, so back to Hebrews chapter 9.
Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
So we just read in Exodus 24, when Moses took care of the business he took care of in Exodus, right? Verse 19,
for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people.
For when Moses had spoken every precept, he read that he read in the book of the covenant, right? Go ahead, read on.
To all the people according to the Torah's custom.
What did he do?
He took the blood of cows, calves, and of goats with water and scarlet wool and and sprinkled both the book and all the people.
Verse 20 reads,
saying, this is the blood of the testament which Yahweh have enjoined unto you.
Verse 22,
and almost all things are by the Torah instructions purged with blood.
He said, almost all things are by the Torah instructions purged with blood. And what?
And without shedding of blood is no remission.
But without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. There's no forgiveness, right?
That's right.
Verse 24 reads, for Yahweh the Son is not entered into the holy places.
Righteous
places made with hands.
So he said Yahweh didn't go into no building, right? Made with hands, do we?
That's right.
The figures of the truth.
Just a figure of what's true, right?
But into heaven itself.
Where did he go?
But into heaven itself.
Go ahead.
Now to appear in the presence of Yahweh for us.
So he sits right on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Let's see how he operates in the book of 1 John right quick. See the 1 John right quick. To the ABCDC right. Let's look at 1 John chapter, which one I want here. 1 John chapter 2. If that's the one I want, let's see what I'm looking at. 1 John chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 1 through 6. Look at 1 John 2, 1 through 6. So say, he didn't see his seed word. So he appeared into heaven. In the presence of Yahweh the Father for us, right? Let's look at what are you doing?
Read it.
First John chapter 2.
First John chapter 2, verse 1.
Make sure you implement that.
My little children, these things write I unto you.
Wait.
That you sin not.
Wait.
And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
So what do it mean to have an advocate? What does that word mean? Somebody look that up. Tell us what the word advocate means. He said we have an advocate with God by the Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do that word mean?
Okay.
We need to know what the word advocate, what does it mean? Now, we say that it appeared unto your Father for us, right? That would mean that we got an advocate with the Father. So what does that word advocate mean?
Coming from the Google dictionary.
Yes, sir.
Advocate. A person who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause or policy.
So we got somebody that speaks up on our behalf, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we are... Slip up a little bit, and our the Son will speak up on our behalf, right?
That's right.
And if we, to say this, we gotta be on our P's and Q's, though, right?
Make it Brian,
we gotta be on our P's and Q's, because he ain't gonna step up just because you Israel.
Hallelujah.
And see, what we gotta be about here in Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. What we gotta be about here, Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Enter you in at the gate, the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads unto life, and few there be that find it.
But we gotta get on the straight gate, right?
Yeah,
straight gate, so you can't look to the right or to the left. Mm-hmm. You gotta look straight ahead with this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 21, what do you make that 22? What do you say? 22 through 25, so say you didn't see your scene, Roy.
Verse 22,
mm-hmm. 25. What did it say?
Many will say.
He said that 21. I gotta have 21 in here. 21 through 25.
Matthew 7, 21 through 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Well, he said not everybody is calling my name, right? Got a seat in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
verse
22. Go ahead, finish 21.
My
father, I'm rushing this
time. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
So he said, the only one going to make it through into the kingdom of heaven is the one that is doing the will of his Father, right?
That's
big talk about them. And we know in Psalm 40, all about what his will is, right? But we're going to keep it moving because I'm trying to bring these young lions on the table here. Verse 22, come on.
Verse 22.
What did it say?
Many will say to me in that day,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh, Yahweh,
go ahead.
Have we not prophesied in your name?
Now, Yahweh, you know we were doing the work, right? We were prophesied in your name. Go ahead.
And in your name have cast out devils.
Go ahead, read on.
And in your name done many wonderful works.
Verse 23.
Wonderful work.
Verse 23, what did he say?
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
And then will I profess unto them.
He said, look here. I'm going to have something to, I hear what you're saying. But I got something I need to say. Something I'm going to profess unto you. What?
I never knew you.
Go ahead.
Depart from me. You that work in iniquity.
You that break my Torah instructions, right?
Right.
That's what sin is, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's a transgression of the Torah instructions. First five books. Verse 24, what did he say?
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine,
go ahead,
and doeth them,
go ahead,
I will liken him unto a wise man, which buildeth his house upon a rock.
He had to build this thing upon what?
Rock.
And the rock ain't the rock that you gotta bring this thing straight forward, right?
Yeah.
No sidestep in this thing. First John, look at Makai Israel. Would you read that? That's good. All right. Sister J. Israel, see where you wanna pick that up? First John chapter 2, verse number 1-6. All right, Amen. Come on. First John chapter 2, verse 1-6.
First John. Chapter 2, verse 1 through 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not.
Great.
And if any man sin, we have an advocate, interceptor, with Yahuwah the Father, Yahuwah the Son, the righteous.
They said we have an advocate. We have somebody to speak up on our behalf, right? Yahuwah the Son, verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a perpetuation.
And he is a perpetuation
for our sins.
But he said he is a perpetuation for our sins, go ahead.
And not for ours only,
mm-hmm.
but also for the sins of the whole world.
Verse number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And hereby we do that. We do know that we know him. And
hereby we do know that we know him.
If we keep his Torah instructions.
So the only way that you can be certain that you know him, right?
Right.
You have to be a Torah instruction doer, right? Go ahead, read on.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
He that saith, I know him and, and keepeth not his Torah instructions.
Go ahead.
A liar.
Is what?
A liar.
Is a liar? Go ahead.
And the truth is not in him.
He said the word of Yahweh is not in him. Because that's what the truth is, right? St. John 17:17, Mother. That's what the truth is. St. John 17:17. Mother, Israel, see you run. What is the truth?
Do all in the name of
the Yahweh, the Son. Give thanks to Yahweh and the Father by him.
So he said, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh, the Son. As unto Yahweh, the Father. The book of 1 John chapter 2. That 3-6 is ABC and C words. St. John chapter 2, verse number 3-6. I mean 1 John, my fault. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3-6 is ABC and C words.
1 John chapter 2, verse 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And hereby we do that we know him.
Go ahead.
If we keep his Torah instructions.
You say now the only way you can really know for sure that you know him, right?
Right.
Oh, that point, everybody
clear
on here.
Right.
We're gonna continue. I'm trying to hold out to the young lady and get back in the seat. I don't know, you ready to go, Brother Tyus? I'm gonna have to let you go on and get going then, brother.
Y'all what?
The book of St. John, let's look at St. John 14, 15, 21, and 24. St. John chapter 14, 15, 21, and 24. Mother E. Israel is reading for us.
St. John chapter 14, 15, 21, and 24.
Amen. St. John chapter 14, 15, 21, and 24. What we got going on there, bud? St. John chapter 14.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis number 24, what did he say?
How did it come into play?
Well, he is ready to see you, Roy. How did did this burnt offering and sacrifices come into play? In the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse number 19. Galatians 3, verse number 19, Mother Israel, see Roy. How did that burnt offering and sacrifices come into play? Galatians 3, verse number 19. Look at Galatians 3, verse number 19. How did they come into play, Mother Eve?
Look at Galatians chapter 3,
verse 19.
Mm-hmm. Verse 19, read.
What do you read?
Wherefore, then,
Thirdly,
law.
Come on, Mother, read that like you see it,
Sam. Wherefore, then, Thirdly, law.
He said, wherefore be it? There is a law. What are you already talking about here?
That we read.
What law is he talking about here?
That's right.
You know, you got many different categories of law on this book, right? You got the law, the dietary law, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we can read. Let's write the Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to get ready to get the Bible. Break it in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's look at verse number 1 through 4. Hebrews 10, 1 through 4. Sister, one of the Israel of Hebrews. Look at Hebrews. Look at the word of Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse number 1 through 4. Let's see if we can read this law. Chapter, I got many different categories of law.
Yes.
We got the dietary law, moral law, which is called the royal law, right?
Yeah,
we got the ceremonial law.
Yes.
So there's many categories of law. Yes. We got to be able to rightly divide the word of truth, though. Right. Book of Hebrews, 10, 1 through 4.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
For the law have a shadow of good things to come.
That's what the law having a shadow of good things to come, go ahead.
And not the very image of the thing.
Of the things.
Can never switch those
sacrifices.
Which they offer year by year, continuing, make the commerce thereunto perfect.
So the law of sacrifice was never put in place to make you perfect. The only thing that can make you perfect is Psalm 19:7, right? That's the only thing that can make us perfect. Law of sacrifice wasn't meant to make you perfect. It was only meant to check you.
Yes.
Like, you know, Esau got that law, if you run the red light, right? He's going to check you, right?
That's right.
If the red light not there, ain't no law to be broken, is that right?
Right.
So it ain't no sin unless you got a law, right?
Right.
That's what we're reading in Romans, right?
Yeah.
Romans 13. Is that Romans 5, right quick? Let's say it is C-C, Romans 5, verse number 13. Look at Romans 5, verse 13. Come on.
Romans chapter 5, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
For until the law, sin was in the world.
Now, sin is the transgression of what law? What law is sin the transgression of? Is it the transgression of the sacrificial law? Breaking of the royal law. The moral law, right? Say it, but sin
is not imputed when there is no law.
That's what I say. If it ain't no red light, can't write me no ticket for riding one, can you? That's just simple and plain as can be.
Yeah.
Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Mother B. It's living at 2 through 4.
The book of Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 2 to 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
But then would they not have ceased to be offered?
So, offering out animals. That's what ceased, right? So they read on. that the worshippers
once purged shall have had no more
conscience
of sin.
Verse number 3, what do you say, Mother Z?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
But in those sacrifices,
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. There is a remembrance made of sin
every year.
But you have to bring that animal sacrifice every year, right? Verse number 4, what do you say?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats shall take away sin.
So the law that it was done away with, right? Is the law from the sacrificing of animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to that Galatians, and that'll be it for me. Look at Galatians chapter 3, one to eat Israel, see you right. Let's look at that Galatians chapter 3 right quick, and that'll be about it for me. Let's pick it up at verse number 19 and 20, what did it say? Galatians 3, verse number 19 and 20. Mother Israel of C. Roy. Now let's see why allowed him to offer these animal sacrifices in verse number 19.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore again, serving the law.
Serving the law. The law of animal sacrifice, right? Go ahead. What happened?
It was added because of transgression.
And transgression is sin, right? The only way you can sin is you break the moral law, ceremonial law, dietary law. Ooh. It ain't got nothing to do with no animal sacrifice when you transgress. Go ahead, read on. Till the seed
should come to the promise
was
made.
Go ahead.
And it was ordained by angels in the hands of the mediator.
In the hands of a mediator. Verse number 20, come on.
Verse 20. Uh-huh. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one.
But
Yahweh is one.
But Yahweh is one. So Yahweh has many categories of laws.
Yeah.
One of them is the law of animal sacrifice. Now let's read in the book of James, Mother Z, and I'll be out. Let's see if we can pick up another law in the book of James. Mother Z, Israel of Z, Ruth. James chapter 2. And let's look at verse number 8.
James 2:8-10.
Mother Z, Israel of Z, Ruth.
James chapter 2, verse 8-10.
Yes, ma'am.
If he fulfills the royal law, according to the scriptures.
Now he said, if you fulfill the royal law, according to the scriptures. Now, hold that point. Let's see if we can pinpoint. What is the moral, the royal law? Go to the book of Matthew right quick. See if we can deal with this thing right quick. What is the royal law?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Matthew 22. Let's pick it up at 35 through 40. Let's see what we got going on here. Matthew 22, 35 through 40. So it's the Amen Phoebe. Verse Israel of Seed Royal.
Matthew is chapter 22, verse 35.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 35.
Uh-huh.
Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question.
One of them, which was a lawyer. I mean, He was well instructed in the laws of Yahweh, the Torah instructed. Come on.
Ask him a question, tempting him, and saying.
So sometimes they want to see if they can shake you. the great commandment. Come on.
Verse 36, Master, which is the great commandment of the law?
In the Torah instructions, right? The Master, which is the greatest commandment in the Torah instructions. Verse 37, what do you say?
Verse 37, mm-hmm. That's why the Son said unto him,
what do you say?
You shall love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind.
Wait.
And with all your soul.
With all your strength, good ahead.
And with all your mind.
Verse 38.
Verse 38, this mm-hmm. is the first and great commandment.
So he said the first thing on the table, you guys know how to deal with your Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is the first thing on the table. Go ahead, read on.
Verse 39, and the mm-hmm. second is like unto it.
The second is likely unto it.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm. Verse 40.
Verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
So this whole thing is about learning how to treat your Yahweh, deal with your Yahweh, and deal with your brothers and sisters.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And on that note, I'm bringing that young lion from the tribe of Yahshua, Judah, Brother Titus, Israel, of the royal Bassan. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Aqua. All right, Mother Z. Luke, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. Okay. Sister J. Israel, give me Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Think about verse 1.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. Love, righteousness.
That's read like it is.
Love, righteousness.
Okay, say it said love, righteousness.
Yeah.
Okay, now what is righteousness? We can read.
Hallelujah.
Say love, righteousness. What is righteousness? Love, righteousness. In class, anybody know what righteousness is?
17.
We can read. Love righteous. We can read.
Looking for righteousness.
Daughter Yahweh. Daughter Yahweh. Are you ready? Ready to throw down? Yahweh, I love righteousness. You said, well, if you only be guessing, you said Deuteronomy what?
12:28.
Okay, you said Deuteronomy 12:28? Okay, let's see what that says here. Let's see if that's revolving righteous. You said Deuteronomy 12 chapter, verse 28. You said Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 28? Okay. I'm at Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 28.
Observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do it that which is good and right in the sight of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Okay. Not really saying about the righteousness. Sister J. Give me some 119. Give me some 119. 142, 144. Mm-hmm. Psalm 119. Mm. 142, 144. And 172. 142, 144, 172.
Psalms 119, 142, and 144.
172.
Psalms 119, 142 reads, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and
thy law is the truth. Meaning that law, meaning the first five books of the Torah instruction.
Hallelujah.
Is the truth. Okay, go ahead, verse 144.
Verse 144 reads, "The righteousness of thy
testimony.
Testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live."
Okay, he said this righteousness of your testimony, meaning the covenant, is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Okay, so the testimony is talking in concern to the covenant. Okay, 172.
172 reads, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, and all thy commandments."
Let's read like it is.
"And all thy commandments are righteous."
Right. Said, "My tongue shall speak of your word and all your commandments," meaning the first five books of the Torah instructions are righteousness. Okay. What did David pull that out? Mother Z, Deuteronomy 6:25.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Verse 25, "And it shall be of righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions."
Let's read it like it is, because you're trying to have somebody that'll keep up real quick. Yeah. Let's read it like it is.
So you want me to say commandment?
Yeah, and I'll do the dramatics, and I'll put in, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Verse 25,
and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahuwah, as He has commanded us. So right, that's our righteousness, the first five books of the Torah instructions. That's our righteousness here.
Yahuwah.
That's how righteousness is. Okay. All right. Okay, now. All right, back to Wisdom of Solomon. Back to Wisdom of Solomon. Who's reading that? You want Sister Jay? Okay, now I'm just doing them. Go ahead.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. "Love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth."
Okay, who's the judges? Ye that be judges of the earth.
Yeah.
"Ye that be judges of the earth." Mm. Okay, who's the judges? "Ye that be judges." We can read. Who's the judges that we can read?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Who are the judges that we can read?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. With ye that be judges of the earth. Alright, this Yahuwah. That's it. Let's go to Judges real quick. Let's go to Book of Judges. Let's go to Book of Judges 2:18.
Very close.
Yahuwah. I'm Muddy E. Judges chapter 2, verse
18. Book
of Judges chapter 2, verse 18. Yes, ma'am. The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 18. Yada Israel.
Yes, sir.
What's that that verse where it says, who made you a judge over? I know it's in the heavenly tabernacle. It's in the book of Exodus.
Who made you a judge
over? Right, yeah. Acts chapter 7. Okay, this Acts
35.
Yeah. Okay, Mother Z. Acts chapter 7, verse 35.
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 7, Then Moses, whose day refused, said, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hands of the minister, the angels, which appeared to him in the bush.
It is in the Exodus as well, brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. Let me see. Looking at Exodus 14. Exodus chapter 14. Yes. When he had that statement, where did he get that from? If you haven't read the book of Exodus, let's see. I'm going to try. All right. Yeah, that's where I'm going, yeah. That's right, Exodus 2:14. All right, so he had to pull that from the book of Exodus chapter 2, verse 14. Exodus chapter 2, verse 14. Daughter Yahweh, Exodus chapter 2, verse 14. Daughter Yahweh.
And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me?
Yes.
And thou killed the Mizraimite, the Egyptian.
Yes.
And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known.
Right.
I got to make my move.
Yahweh. So, yeah, they said he killed the Egyptian, which is really the Mizraimites.
That's right.
When you read in Genesis chapter 10, verse 5, these are the descendants of Ham, the Hamites. So-called African people today.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Okay, now, it says the judge, right? Now we read in Acts 17:35, so we have to precept that. Exodus chapter 2. Okay, now. Okay, who did he say the judge, right? Now we read in that. We got that from now. Let's go to Chronicles on that. Yahweh. Go to Chronicles. Let's see what I wrote in Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Going to Book of Chronicles, Sister J. Going to the Chronicles. See what I want. Going to Chronicles. I'm going to make that Second Chronicles. I'm going to Second Chronicles. Going to 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles 19. Second Chronicles chapter 19. Sister J. Israel, Second Chronicles chapter 19. Pick up at verse 5.
Second Chronicles chapter
19,
verse 5.
Yes. Pick up at verse 1, then skip down verse 5.
2 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 1
reads, and I do the dramatic. Just read it like it is. Go ahead, verse 1.
What's that? Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace of Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So here, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, Yada, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. The southern kingdom, turned to the southern kingdom, which is the land of Yada, the southern kingdom, land of Judah. Yeah. Okay, skip down verse 5.
Verse 5, and he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities, Judah, city by city.
City by city, verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, and said to the judges, take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man.
So Yada don't judge for no man. Go ahead.
But for the Yahweh, who is with you in judgment.
With you in judgment. Right here, verse 7.
Verse 7 reads, wherefore, now let the fear of the Yahweh be upon you.
Okay, it says, wherefore, let the fear of Yahweh be upon you. All right, hold that point. Psalms 111, verse 10. Sister Phoebe, be a princess Israel. What do you mean by let the fear of Yahweh be with you?
Hallelujah.
What
you
say? Psalms 111, verse 10.
Psalms 111, verse 10.
And Mother Z, had me Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9 and 10.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his
will. Let's read it like it. Let me do dramatics.
Have all they that do this his commandment. His praise and do it forever.
All right. It says, okay, in Psalms 111, verse 10. Let me get there. Psalm 111, verse 10, it says, the fear of Yahweh is beginning the wisdom. A good understanding have all day to do his Torah instructions, the first 5 books.
Mm-hmm.
His praise endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. All right, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10.
Give instruction to a wise man, a woman, and he or she will be yet the wiser.
Yeah.
Teach a just man, a woman, and he or she will increase in learning.
It said, give instruction to a wise man, right? A wise man, a woman. How you be wise, real quick? How you be wise, Sister Jay? Sister J, give me that Timothy, what is that, 2 Timothy 3. That 2 Timothy chapter 3.
Yes.
Yahuwah. Yahuwah, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let me get there. So I'll be on point. Okay. All right, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 15 reads, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith.
Let's read like it is.
Which is in Yahweh.
Okay. Let me come back there so I can break that down. Okay. You was reading what? 2 Timothy 3:15. I've already had another verse real quick. Okay. Let me get back there real quick so I can break that down. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Okay. It says, "So from a child you have known this, the righteous scriptures." You see the word "hold"? That's just reading like it is. Okay, the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation, through the faith, through the word, the covenant, which in Yahweh the Son. All right. Okay, Proverbs chapter 8:33. Sister Phoebe, be a princess Israel.
Hear instruction,
which we already read that, which is the right scriptures. Go ahead.
And be wise.
And be wise.
And refuse it not.
So if we refuse it not. Okay. All right. Okay. Now.
Go ahead. Put a precept in on that fear.
Mm-hmm.
On that fear. Just had it. So I'm going to go back. We're going to pick it up at the Book of Sirach, chapter
1. Mm-hmm.
And pick it up at verse 11, daughter of Yahuwah. And we're going to read it the way we see it. Because
right now,
it's a teaching moment. He's doing all teaching moments right now. So if you use Jew, you use Yada, you use Yada. But no breakdown.
Yes.
We're not doing no breakdowns. We're doing no breakdowns. What you use, but don't use all other stuff we use. What you use, you know the breakdowns. Don't worry about that. You know how to read the book. We're going to put the dramatics on it.
Yes,
that's how
we're
doing. We gonna put the dramatics on it, so read it the way you read it, but don't no breakdown.
Simple.
What you reading in the book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 11.
The fear of the Yahweh is honor.
Mm-hmm.
And glory.
Mm-hmm.
And gladness.
Mm-hmm.
And a crown of rejoicing.
Okay.
Yahweh.
So we're going to get a good understanding, some more understanding about this fear of Yahweh. So we know it's honor. We know it's glory, which is it's the greatness of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we got gladness and a crown of rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 12.
The fear of the Yahweh makes it a merry heart.
Uh-huh. So the fear of Yahweh makes it the mind merry. So if you're walking around here, you don't have no merry mind, we know no fear of Yahweh in you.
Hallelujah.
That's something that points to the truth. Right? Like, see, we believe this book and we take this word with Yahweh, faith in God, what it says.
Yeah,
if you ain't walking around, we don't see no merry in your mind. We don't see in your actions. We know you don't have no fear of Yahweh in you.
Hallelujah.
Continue to read.
And give it joy and gladness in a long life.
And don't think I'm just talking about... Yeah, I'm talking about myself first. If I ain't walking around here with no Mary in my mind, I don't have no fear of Yahweh in me. It's about myself first. If I'm walking around here and I'm grumpy and I'm up and down and I'm all around the place, ain't no fear of Yahweh in me at all. So you can tell me going away from you because I don't see the fear of Yahweh in you. You ain't looking like what we read. Continue to read.
Verse 13. Whoso fear the Yahweh, it shall go well with him at the last.
Uh-huh.
And he shall find favor in the day of his death.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14.
To fear the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Uh-huh. We just got done reading that, Brother Titus. Pour those out.
And it was created with a faithful in the womb.
Mm.
With the faithful in the womb.
Uh-huh. Continue. Now, matter of fact, drop down to verse 16 and 18. Yes.
Verse 16 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
So fear the Yahuwah is fullness of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and filleth men with her fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of the Yahuwah is a crown of wisdom, mm-hmm. making peace and perfect health
mm-hmm.
to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Both which are the gift of the Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
and it enlarges their rejoicing that love him.
Mm-hmm. Give me verse 27.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
For the fear of the Yahuwah is wisdom and instruction,
yeah.
and faith and meekness
mm-hmm.
are his delight.
Yeah, okay. And over back over to Brother Titus Israel. See you, Lord.
Yahuwah. Yahuwah. That's right. Okay. All right. Okay, so we got that fear out the way, okay? All right.
Hallelujah.
What did he say to the fear of Israel?
We need more of that teaching.
Okay.
We need more of that fear.
That's right. Need more of that fear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. All right, we get into Proverbs. We go there. We get in Proverbs.
We're getting down there. Hallelujah.
All right, I can get a Proverbs 1, first
mm-hmm.
chapter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. This is the Phoebe of being Prince of Israel.
The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but fools despise mm-hmm. wisdom and instruction.
Mm.
Yeah, fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. All right, we get another one.
Yes.
You need more? Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right, the same person, okay? This is Solomon, Ecclesiastes 12th chapter, verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Mother Z, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahuwah and keep his commandments.
That's it. Hey, go ahead.
But this is the whole duty of a man. Of men.
Right.
Okay,
let's read it like it is.
Okay.
All right, let me do that. Okay. So it's saying right here. All right, it says, 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahuwah and keep his first five books, Torah instruction.
Mm,
this is the whole duty of man. Yeah, you got what you got to the demon?
I got Proverbs chapter 2, verse 5.
Proverbs 2, verse 5.
And verse 3:25. Yes. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 5. Then shall you understand the fear of Yahuwah and find the knowledge of Yahuwah. Chapter 3, verse 25. Be not afraid of sudden fear, and neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh.
That's all.
That's not concerning the fear of Yahuwah.
Now, last one, though. The first one.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
The first one is a hit. The last one went off. The second one was off. The first one was a hit. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. The first one was it. That's it. That was a hit.
The man was in the chain.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. Okay, you want another one? I got one more. I got one more on that fear. Joel 28.
Mm-hmm.
Job 28:28.
Mm-hmm.
Job 28:12-13.
put something else you can read about this wise. I'm going to put it to you like that. Mother, Mother, D, give me, the book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. He said, despise not the discourse of the wise, right? Okay, but acquaint thyself with their proverbs. So, if you will be around someone that's wise, they're going to have the proverbs for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give you, say, a lot of instructions, right?
Yeah.
He said, they're going to teach how to serve great men, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what he had to say in the book of Sirach, chapter 9, verse 1.
from the beginning. Verse 3. Such as did bear rule in their kingdoms, men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding, and declaring prophecy.
Declaring what?
Declaring prophecy.
Great.
Verse 4. Leaders of the people, by their counsels and by their knowledge of learning, meet for the people, wise and eloquent in their instructions. Verse 5. Such as found out musical tunes and recite verses and write. 6. Rich man flourish with ability, living peacefully in their habitation. Verse 7. All these were honored in their generation and were the glory of their time. Verse 8. There be of them that have left a name behind them, that their praises might be reported. Verse 9, and some there be which have no memorial, who are perished as though they have never been, and are become as though they have never been born, and their children after them. Verse 10 reads, but after these were merciful men whose righteousness had not been forgotten. Verse 11, with their seed should continually remain
what
a good...
What does it mean by that in verse 10? What does that verse 10 mean? What does verse 10 mean, young man?
Sirach 44, verse 10. But these are merciful men whose righteousness had not been forgotten.
That means because you're not up front, that don't mean your job is not as important as the one you send. That means
right.
That this thing is about those that will come to connect together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody try to get to one place. You ain't got to try to bump off the one at the seat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We all get to the same place. You know, my whole goal, I just want to take out the old seer. That's all I want on my mind. You don't get to the same place the seer trying to get to. All you got to do is understand one thing. Because you're not up front, that don't mean that you're not honored and respected in the eyes of Yahweh. All you got to do is do your part that he give you to do. And everybody gets the same place at the same time. Verse 11 and 12 says what?
Verse 11 and verse 12. With their seed should continually remain a good inheritance.
And see, one thing about it, when it's all said and done, hold much in the word. The world don't remember the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Because they sitting the standards up right now that what bothers the world is understanding of what we try to bring to the table. And this gonna be like call a pole jump. It's okay, this is what we gotta get to. That's why you'll see a bunch of them attack, you know, and try to come up another way. But what I'm trying to tell you now, it's only trying to set it up right. That the standard is up, but we don't see it. Because we so busy trying to peep around another direction, come up another direction. We don't see, like I said, a forest for the trees. That we sitting the standard now, that's why we have to sacrifice ourselves right now and to just read the Bible as you see it now. Because if you don't know what word to put in there now, just don't be fumbling around with it now. Because you got listeners all over the world is now listening. Trying to understand something. Let the moderators, the one that's teaching, let them put all the dramatics in there and the breakdowns. Just read the Bible as you see it. If you know what to put it in there and keep it moving. But all breakdowns now, because we're trying to expand this thing, and it is expanded. But we want to make sure they're on the right track, so we got to sacrifice ourselves for them. And that's what we are serving is. Our serving job is for the 12 tribes of Israel. It's not what's called in this one little pocket. This one little pocket don't mean nothing. This thing that went global, and now we have to understand something. We're trying now to get them on the same track that we on. So that's why we got to put ourselves behind and keep that in our mind. Put yourself behind this thing to move forward to help those that want help. Back to the young line.
All right. Yahuwah. All right. Okay. All right, that was verse 11. Let me finish off verse 12.
Yeah, go ahead. You read 12.
Okay. All right, verse 11. when their seed should continue to remain a good inheritance, and their children are within the covenant. Verse 12. Their seed stand fast, and their children were their sake. All right. Okay. What it's about. We got a meeting where they at now. All right. Okay. Now back to that wisdom. So we
got that. All
right, back to that wisdom. You was reading the wisdom of Solomon for today? Okay, back to that wisdom of Solomon. So I'm trying to hurry up. I don't want to be stuck on here.
Wisdom of Solomon.
Okay, all right, we broke down the judges of the earth, okay? I broke down the judges of the earth. Okay, finish off that. You have a verse 1.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth.
Okay, we broke down who the judges is. We went that and took care of that.
Think of the Yahweh with a good heart.
Okay, yeah, read it like it is. Okay, say, think of Yahweh with a good mind. A good mind.
And
simplicity.
And in simplicity, our
heart
seek him.
It said, in the simplicity of mind, seek him. It said, mind, seek him. And how you seek him? How you seek him? It said, mind, seek him, right? You got to seek him in his book, Isaiah. Go to the book Isaiah. All right, the daughter of Yahweh. Let's go to Isaiah. How you seek him? We go to Isaiah real quick. We go to Isaiah. Was it 30? Make the Isaiah 34.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 34, verse 16. Daughter Yahweh.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
Okay, right. He said, seek you out the book of Yahweh, read. None of these should fail. None should wear a mate. There's no other mate. The Bible don't have no mate. Like they got the Quran or the Book of the Dead or all these man-written books. The man that got the man-made books that they got on the table. Okay? It said, for the mouth they have commanded. And the spirit, they have guided them. Okay, what is the spirit? Okay, it's precept what the spirit is. All right, Sister J, you holding some mother eat. Give me John chapter 6, verse 63. Then I'm going to Proverbs. Yeah, we go to the book of John. John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. Sister Thebe, be in Prince Israel. Hand me that Proverbs 1:23 right now. Yeah, John 6:63. Yes, ma'am.
Look at John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit and the quickness. The son
prophet
the word that I speak unto
you,
they are spirit and they are life.
They are spirit and they are life. Right? Okay. Proverbs 1:23. Sister Phoebe, you're being princess Israel.
Chapter
1, 23. Turn you at my reason. Behold,
I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my
words
unto you.
When they made by his spirit, his words, known his words to you. Alright. Okay. Alright, okay. All right, back to that Wisdom of Solomon. Hold on, on that seeking again. On that seeking. Give me that Hebrew through the word for Eber. See what I want here. Going to Hebrew, through the word for Eber. And see what I want on that. Alright, Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, daughter Yahweh. 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
Well, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yahweh must believe that Yahweh he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Right. It said without this faith, meaning without this word, this covenant, it is impossible to please him.
Yes.
He or she that comes to Yahweh must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where that, Brother Makai Israel. You know what that verse says? Seek Yahweh while he is near. Looking for that verse right there real quick.
Yahweh while he is near?
Yeah, because I want to pull that out. That's the one I was, Yeah, I want that one. Seek Yahweh while he is near. I want to see one more. El Yada Israel. All right. Isaiah 55. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Okay, yeah, there you go. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Mother Z. Isaiah 55, verse 6.
Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6. Verse 6. Seek ye the Yahweh, while he may be found. Call ye upon him. Why he is near.
Yeah, call upon him while he is near. Look. Okay. All right. Okay, what's that, trying to find a verse out about the, on this seeking here. Lord, it's a rock. And seek him 10 times more. I got it. All right, Baruch. Baruch chapter 4. Baruch chapter 4. To the Phoebe up here, Prince Israel. Baruch chapter 4. Now, if you behind... If you behind, this is what you do. If you can't keep up, Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. Baruch chapter 4, verse
28.
Then I'm going to go to Chronicles on that as well. Go ahead.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. For as it was... your mind to go astray from Yahweh.
If your mind going astray from Yahweh, if your mind is something else other than Yahweh on the Sabbath day.
So be
returned.
Seek him 10 times more.
So now you got to seek him 10 times more. If your mind goes straight from Yahweh, which is, you don't want that. All right, let's go to that Chronicles real quick. Let's see what I want on that Chronicles. All right, go to Chronicles. Let's see what I want. So this is a penalty. This is why, no matter. Okay, 2 Chronicles 15, Brother Micaiah Israel. Okay, yeah, 2 Chronicles chapter 15. All right, pick up at verse 12.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, pick it up at verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahuwah of their father with all their mind and with all their soul."
Okay, it says, and they offered to Yahuwah, I mean, they entered into the covenant to seek Yahuwah. Now we're going to find out whose the day is real quick. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, 2
Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Yes, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't not there yet. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Yes, sir. Mother, Mother Z, you're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Here's 2 Chronicles 7:14, chapter 7:14.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive thou
seest
and will heal
thy
land. Now that's big talk right there. Now that's big talk. Now you got a whole lot of juice up in there. Now I got my eye on them young lions. That's a whole lot of juice. Piggyback from that. Look at all they got up in there. Them young lions will be roaring on that one. Look what they got all up in that verse. We got first game with them audio.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves,
2 points,
and pray, and seek my face, and turn from thou,
3, 4, 5 points.
Yeah.
Now, when you don't homeschool your kids, or you let them go to school and come back, what face do they seek when they get back home, y'all? What face on their mind? No, what face on their mind? He said they seek my face. What face do your kids got on their mind when they go to the public school system? They go through the world. So what face on their mind? No, what they got on their mind? What they got on their mind? No. What they got on their mind is this. What they got on their mind?
White, white, white.
So now that's what they do
with
today.
White Jesus, black Jesus.
Yeah, whatever they have on their mind. Because this what they're going to seek, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And everything they do, we going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so hard to understand that you got a calling card on you is fringes. And you can't get your fringes, right? Because this is here. This is on your mind. Right?
Yeah,
your calling card is fringes. The world calling card is this right here, right? And that's why you kick against it. See? So if you don't know what they bring about to the table, and you let them slide, it's going to be on their mind. And when they pray, they'll be praying to this right here. Right?
Yeah.
That's why you got to be able to catch all that stuff now. That's what we're here for now, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We got to catch all this stuff now. Now, how you going to seek his face and it's all they mind, even the one that lays next to you in your bosom? She praying to him, too.
Yeah.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. That's on their mind.
To him, too.
She praying to him, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. Turn from their wicked ways, and now we're here from heaven.
So we got a big job ahead of us. That's why I got to keep telling you about it. We got to get in order because the world is listening now. You got a massive audience now, but everybody out of order because we got to come on now. We got to step it up a little bit in His Word.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person there seek His face, 99% seeking His face on that picture we just got through saying.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because everything they got on the table, we'll go with what they got on the table and what Yahweh trying to show up and tell you, you kick against it. Right?
That's right.
That's right. The order got to be set in order. Somebody got to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why he's bringing out showing about the 24 elders and everything else. Yahweh put some spirits out there, but they got to be identified.
Yeah.
But it can't be identified if you are 1 Timothy 3:5, read it. Young line, how does spirit be identified if this is the way you carry yourself?
All right, 1 Timothy 3:5. We're going to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. For if a man know how to rule his own...
Read where you see it.
House.
Start over again.
Okay, verse 5.
Take your time to read it right.
If a man know not how to rule his own house.
If a man do not know how to rule his own house.
How should he take care of the church of Yahweh?
Well, you're a teacher, bro. You got to come on, bring it. You know, you can't be fumbling around. You're teaching.
All right. Okay. Verse 5. For if a man know not how to rule his own house,
right?
How should he take care? See, we got the church, through the word, the temple of Yahweh.
So if you can't rule your own house, your own family, you got to play second fiddle in your own family, how you going to take care of these grown men and all these people all around the world?
That's right.
And you playing behind the skirt of your woman.
Mm.
Huh? You see?
Yeah.
You got to get approval of your woman before you make a decision. That's what we got to understand. Mm. We got to step this thing up according to this Bible. Yahweh is not intervening in it. And the warm people being put back out in this world going to know all this. And they out of here now.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to step it up according to this Bible. You know, you worry about hurting feelings. He made it plain to you about these feeling things. You gotta come by my word. Now look what he says over in what I want out that book of Mark, that young lion. What I want book of Mark. So Yahweh and I put it on table. If you do it the way I tell you to do, you'll make it plain what you got coming. If you do it the way I tell you to do. Now, what can we read that what I need? What I need, young lions, what do I need out of the book of Mark? That if you do what I tell you to do, what you got coming?
Mm-hmm.
We make too many decisions by sitting around, and we never make a Bible decision. We make everything according to, what you think about this, baby? You got to make Bible decisions. Especially when you know who you are, you got to make Bible decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Not what do you think, what is about, what do the Bible say is about, and that's the end of it. Now, once that spirit is on the table, we'll know it. You make Bible decisions. What we need that we can read? What we need? You know, what do we need that we just got to read in the book of Mark? All I'm going to give you is the book of Mark. Now, what part of Mark we going to bring out that we need? That's all I'm going to give you, the book of Mark. See what I'm saying about it? Like I keep saying, if we piggyback and communicate with ourselves, those that within, what I just got through saying, be no problem. That's that verse coming out.
Mark chapter 10, verse 30.
How about 28 through 30?
Okay,
how about 28 through 30?
The book of of Mark chapter 10, verse 28 through 30.
What it say?
Verse 28 read.
What it read?
Then Peter began to say unto him.
Now look what Peter said.
Lo, we have left all.
We don't left all.
And have followed you.
And we don't left all, now we following you.
Verse 29.
Yeah.
And Yahuwah the Son answered and said.
Now Yahuwah the Son answered and said.
Truly I say unto you.
What?
There is no man that hath left house.
If you don't left the house.
Or brother.
And you don't left your brother.
Or sister.
You don't left your sister.
Or father.
And you don't left your father.
Or mother.
And you don't left your mother.
Or wife.
Or wife.
Or children.
Or children.
Or land.
Or land.
For my sake.
For whose sake?
For my sake.
For my sake.
And the gospel.
And for the gospel, I mean the covenant. I mean for my word. For my word. You left all this for my word. What did he say?
Verse 30.
What?
But he should receive a hundredfold.
He said, but you got a hundredfold.
Now.
When?
Now.
Right now.
In this time.
In this time.
Houses.
Houses.
Brothers.
You'll get more brothers.
Sisters.
Sisters.
Mothers.
You'll get more mothers.
Children.
You'll get more children.
And land.
And land.
With persecution.
But it's going to be persecution now.
And in the world to come.
And then, once you endure this, when the world regenerate itself, what?
Eternal life.
You've got eternal life.
Right.
That, yep, them is the one that's coming back. It's coming back. We read in the lessons all last week. Mm-hmm. They're going to have that spirit on them, and that's what they're going to be on. They're going to be out. I'm going to be talking about nothing about, like, the brothers out on these streets. Well, you got to kiss my boots and all that. No, no. It'll be on one thing, getting you in order. Getting you in order. All that other stuff they're doing, well, you're going to be this, going to be this. No, no. The Bible going to take care of everything. We got to sit the people in order according to what Yahuwah's order is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you worry about hurting, you better have feelings when you see them out of order. Then we know you will not be in that number because the one that's coming up, they always about that order. And they made a decision according to the order of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They didn't make no decision because, what's your mouth all stuck out about? Why you upset
right
now? It wasn't none of that made. It was made according to the Bible. Then the spirit is going to come up that happens to be identified by somebody. Them spirits make a decision according to the Bible. And you know, now you see you got coming. If you do it, you got eternal life. But if you don't do it, you will have damnation. Especially in leadership position. If you don't make a call in a leadership position, you're going to lose when Yahuwah put the thing on you. Because he's going to try you with whatever you love the most and see where your decision is going to come from. It's going to come from the Bible or it will come from your fears. Back to the young
lines. All right.
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Who was you
at
last, Brother Charlie?
He was at Chronicles. I believe he was at Chronicles 7:14. That's the last. He was Yeah, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
He said something in that Chronicles 7:14. He said turn. What did he say? Turn away from what was reading that second Chronicles.
He threw 5 points in there. He threw 5 points in that one verse.
Five points
in one verse.
We're going to pick this verse off. It's a teaching moment.
Think about it.
That's right. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Who was reading that? We're going to bring it back up. What you reading over there? What's that, Mother Z?
Yes, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Chapter 7, verse 14. Yes, ma'am. 2 Chronicles, go to chapter 7. We go to verse 14.
2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name,
so stop right there. Who is my people that we can read that he's talking about? Who is his people that's called by his name that we can read? We want to get a scripture on
him.
He said it's my people. So we're going to stop right there. We're going to pick this thing like a chicken, like you said. We're plucking some chicken feathers. You want some turkey feathers? Get some turkey feathers. We're going to kick it off at my people. Who got a precept for my people?
Yeah.
The precept, the Bible study. And in order, we need the precept for my people. Precept for my people. Somebody yeah. got to give me a precept for my people. So kick it off, Isaiah 43, verse 1.
My people precept.
With precepts in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, for my people.
For the national audience, the reason why we precept the Bible, because David says, most dear of Israel, in 119, verse 4, and 119. See, we have to be able to explain because we have a massive audience now. All around the known world that want to hear the Six Anointed Camp. And we got to explain why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is read hard, and then whoever's teaching, break, do the breakdown. 119, verse 4. 119 verse 4. Why do we do it? 119 verse 4.
Psalms 119 verse 4. Thou hast commanded us.
Because it's an order from Yahweh. That's why. And when Yahweh tell you, you don't ask him why you do nothing. He said that is his order. And you know, you remember when you was growing up, you asked mama, dad, well, why I got to do this? Because you knew what you had coming. Yahweh tell you it's an order. To understand my word. It's an order for you to do what?
God has commanded us to keep your precepts.
He has ordered us to keep the precepts.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of way?
Diligently.
Uh-huh. 104. So if you send around a ministry and not following the orders, nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow the orders, he has commanded us to do what? Precept. So when the teacher's teaching, he's supposed to follow the order. You follow all about that red light outside, don't you? Mm-hmm. I bet you follow that order, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you don't wait till it turns red and you run through it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You ain't got no problem following that order. But Yahweh's order, you got a problem following Yahweh's order. And that's why we right now. This ministry is the one that's going to take care of this business, but we got to get in order according to what we read.
Mm-hmm.
119, bring it.
Psalms 119, verse 104.
Mm-hmm.
Do your precept.
Do your precept.
I get understanding.
That's how I get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore. I hate every.
Any other way besides precept in your Bible is a what?
False way.
Mm.
False way.
Mm-hmm.
300 years later, Isaiah came on the scene in 28 verse 9, and what did he say? What did he say in verse 9 and 10 of this? 300 years later, here come Isaiah.
Hmm.
300 years later, and what did he say in 28 verse 9 and 10?
Isaiah chapter 28 verses 9 and 10.
Yeah, what did he say 300 years later?
Isaiah 28, verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
And whom he going to make to understand doctrine?
Them that are weaned from the milk.
You got to be weaned from the milk. The milk in this case is the world system. You got to be weaned from this world system. Go ahead.
And grown from the grass.
Mm-hmm, same thing. Get off the world system. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
For precept must be a part.
Precept, what kind of way?
Must.
The only way you understand this Bible, you must. He pulled that from 300 years past. You must precept your Bible. And how do you precept it? Go ahead.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Yes.
Here a little bit.
And there a little bit. That's the order Yahweh passed down.
Yes.
300 years later, daddy's on table. To understand your Bible, you don't use the oracles. 1 Peter 4:11, we're not going to read. Let the Bible tell the story. Make your decision according to what the Bible's saying. You'll be in that number, but you'll be in the number of the five. If you're going to be in a leadership position, be in the order of going to the kingdom, not to the five. Make a Bible decision. Don't make a flushy decision. If you see something out of order, you know you're in leadership, correct it. Don't worry about sparing the feelings. Because Yahweh watching, he's gonna put your kryptonite right before you. Let's see what you do. He tries the reign of your spirit, especially in leadership. You got to make a Bible decision in leadership, not a flushing decision even if you got to sleep around the corner somewhere because you can't get back in the door of your own house. But you put yourself in that position from the get-go by not being in the order from the get-go. So you keep on in your mind. Because like I said again, we got a massive order. You got people calling all the country. They like what they hearing. But now they watching the order. And we got to bring the order on exactly what we about according to this Bible. Then we'll take questions and comments after we put what you got to be questioned on according to what we read. The order of this thing. But it starts with leadership according to 1 Peter 4:17. We ain't going to read it. That's leadership. Leadership has to make a Bible decision. Stop making a fleshly decision. Back to the young lions.
Okay. Yeah, so like we said, the order is to do it, okay. If you don't do it, you know, about that, give me that, oh, you got a question, Mother Z?
Yeah, I just want to know, Deuteronomy 28:10,
is that a precept to 7:14, 2 Chronicles? Let me see, Deuteronomy 28:10. Let me see. Okay, she was 2 Chronicles 7. She was precept. She wanted to know if that's a precept for 2 Chronicles 7:14. He went on. She had Deuteronomy 28:10.
Oh, he's talking about requesting we act my people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
First of all, read out. Let the whole world hear what the verse that was brought out. Moderator.
All right.
Let the verse be heard.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. Mother Z.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. And all the people of the earth shall see that us are called by the name of the Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you.
Okay. She's talking about,
what,
the 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yeah, she
said exactly. Okay, let's go back and read. Because it was something put on the table.
Let me explain what happened. The same thing you just quoted is the same thing there.
Yeah.
See, now, when you throw a precept in, you have to take it to another level. That means you got to come in with a name now. That's the same way of saying the same thing. You still ain't put no name. So anybody can claim both of them verses.
Mm-hmm.
And the world have claimed both of them verses.
Yeah.
So when we drop a precept in, we must bring a name to combat that statement, not bring in the same thing we just heard over there in the Chronicle book. So both of these are the same thing. Now, bring a name in that we can read on the same subject matter. Read that verse again, 2 Chronicles again. Because all it says was 2 Chronicles 7, what it says, 7:14, what it say?
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. 14 read, if my people, which are called by my name.
So the people that's called by his name, so now you got to go find out what people you're talking about. Now we need a name. So what people is called by his name that we can read? So now we got to find a name. Oh, what is my people? Now if you want to back up my mother Z, back up to the 8th chapter, I'll give you a case in point. 7-4. I'll give you a case in point of what I'm saying. 7:4. My people is called by my name. Let me get a case in point. 7:4. No. You read that already. You're going to get a precept on my people that's called by my name.
It's not
now back up to Exodus 7 and pick up at verse number 4. I'm going to give a case in point. I'm going to give you a case in point what I mean when I came out of that. I'm going to give you a case in point. Now, come on with this one here.
Exodus chapter 7, verse 4.
Okay.
Verse 4. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you.
Okay.
That I may lay
my hand upon Egypt.
Egypt,
go ahead.
And bring forth many armies. Bring forth my army and my people, the children of Israel.
Stop right there. See that? My people is who? My people is called by my name. See that? So now you don't tie it in. My people is who? Okay, now suppose I would ignore that person read 16. What I'm just saying 16.
Exodus.
Same book. 7:16. Suppose I would read 16.
7:16.
Now read 16. Same book. 7:16. Suppose I would read this.
And thus shall say unto him, the Yahweh of.
Of the Hebrews.
Of the Hebrews which have sent me unto you.
Yeah.
Said.
What?
Let my people go.
See, let my people go. Now, see, you see where I'm at? I'm in the same place with you in 2 Chronicles. Let my people go. See? Let my people go. So I'm in the same place over there in Chronicles. But if I hit them with this verse over here, that boy you read, my people who? See that? I'm brought the number one precept. Then I can bring in all the rest. I can bring in 16 and anything else. So then I can bring it in. So now as he got them warmed up for that verse, he got them all warmed up. Then he put a pattern on them people. Then he called Moses and dropped a pattern on them, Mother E. He dropped a pattern on them. And number 6, 22 down to verse 27. Since he got them all straight, they're clear who they are. Now he said, now behold that spirit with you, what you got coming now, by this name Israel. Number 6, 22. So now, that name was rehearsed in their ears now, who they really are, which you're going to never learn in the public school system. You go all through the school system, and they'll never tell you who you are. Okay, you're African American, Negro, and color. You went all the way through high school, all the way through college, and you never told who you are.
Never.
Never.
Right.
And when you're praying, you pray to that picture we just seen. That's where you're going to pray. And you ain't going to correct it because you're not going to have the ability to correct them because you didn't do what he told you to do. Gather yourself together, old nation, not desire. To be the correct young one in the time that we're dealing with now. Number 622, bring it.
Look at Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And
Yahweh spake unto Moses. So now Yahweh said, tell Moses something. The name is going real good. Everybody done got happy. They understand their name. Now Yahweh watched them now, passed their name around, understood who they were, what happened next. Verse 23.
Say unto Aaron and unto his sons.
Right. The leadership that has mm-hmm. to pass it on right. to the elders, the fathers, and they get it to the mothers, and mothers get it to the children. Right.
On this wise, he shall bless the children of Israel.
On this wise, you should bless the children of Israel. See, you don't bless them on the wise that you think you're on the table. On this wise, the blessing will be applied to them. Great. What? What? Yahweh bless you. Yahweh bless you and keep you. And Yahweh make his face shine on you, not the picture of his face. Not that one. Not to see the boy Jay picture.
Hallelujah.
He make his face shine upon you.
And be gracious.
And he will be gracious to you. Right. You're right. He wants you to know what his face look like. Go ahead.
And give thee peace.
Who give you peace?
Yahweh
give you peace. Go ahead.
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel.
So put my name on the children of Israel.
And I will bless them.
And I will bless you. And I will bless you. You see that? So now when I go to the 27th chapter of Numbers, let me show you, daughter of Yahweh. Let me show you something. So now when I go to the 27th chapter, put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Now I'm going to go to Numbers 27. And look what he says in verse 15. I'm going to 27 verse 15. I'm going to read a little bit. Now with all that understood, now I'm going to go to 27, pick it up verse 15. Daughter of Yahweh, what it say?
Numbers chapter 27, verse 15.
Watch this.
And Moses spake unto the Yahweh saying.
And Moses spake unto Yahweh saying. 16.
Verse 16. Let the Yahweh of the spirits of all flesh.
Of all flesh.
Set a man over the congregation.
Set a who over the congregation?
A man.
Now what has T.D. Jakes just got to do? He got his daughter as the pastor mm-hmm. over the congregation.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, now his daughter is the pastor.
Yes.
Mm. Now what, now, you see what's on the table here? The order up there. Read 16 again.
Let the Yahweh of the spirits of all flesh.
Yes.
Set a man over the congregation.
Set a man over the congregation. Great.
Verse 17. Which may go out before them.
Which they go out before them.
And which may go in before
and
them.
And they come in before them.
And which may lead them out.
And which gonna do what word?
Lead them.
Man's supposed to lead. Lead them. Now that's how you build. Lead them. Is that what we're reading?
Yahweh.
Lead them, lead them what kind of way? Listen to this.
Out.
Go ahead.
And which may bring them in.
And bring them in.
That's the congregation of the Yahweh.
Wait a minute. What's the congregation called?
The congregation of Yahweh.
The congregation of Yahweh. That's where y'all live. Y'all the congregation of Yahweh. You got things, you got to have order. The congregation of Yahweh. So when you're talking about the congregation of Yahweh is the children of Israel. That is your position.
Mm-hmm.
You the congregation of Yahweh, you children of Israel. Good.
Be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
Be not as sheep that don't have no shepherd. So if this order is not applied, you know Yahweh is not there. Man's supposed to lead the congregation of Yahweh. The woman's supposed to follow that man in the congregation of Yahweh. Not but, what, but, follow that man. There's right there. You got one. What you got? Exodus 5:1. Read it. Let's see the thing.
Exodus chapter 5, verse 1.
afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus said Yahuwah of Israel.
Thus says Yahuwah of Israel.
Let my
people go.
That they may hold the peace unto me in the
wilderness. Thus says Yahuwah, let my people Israel go. For they can serve me. The only way you're going to serve him, you got to let that world go and serve him. You let the world go and serve them. That's bottom line. Back to the young lion. Back to the young lion.
All right. What is he? They asked you a question. Clear about that, that Chronicles 7:14.
Huh? Yes, that
answers
the question. I just
want to
know
what
that preacher.
Yeah, we broke it down. Yeah,
the one with the name on it. The one with the name on it. Because we already got, let my people is called by my name. So next thing we're looking for, the people is called by his name. And their name ain't Christian. Or African American and Negro. They're the congregation of Yahuwah, the children of Israel. That's who you is. If you go all through school, college, and you've never been told that. See? Never told who you really are. And you got all kinds of degrees everywhere. And you don't understand one thing. Every time you use your slave name, besides casting your check, you're slowing down the process. He gave you a blessed name to use. You're supposed to be in a hurry to use your blessed name. But you being so hurried to use your slave name, and it's embracing you, and you're going to pass it on.
Yeah.
That slave name. But Yahuwah said a blessing in the name of what name?
Israel.
But you know what we'll do? We use that slave name every chance we get.
You got Mother J.F. Israel. Hanging on.
In 2 Samuel chapter 7, starting at 23.
Second Samuel.
I would like to read 22
or 24. All right, go ahead. Bring it out, mother. Bring it out.
So, yeah,
call it out again for everybody here.
Second Samuel chapter 7, verses 23 to 24.
Okay.
And it reads, wherefore thou art great, O Yahuwah, for there is none like you, neither is there any Yahuwah besides you. According to all that we have heard with our ears, verse 23, and what one nation in the earth is like your people, even like Israel, whom Yahuwah went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for your land before your people, which thou redeemed to you from Egypt, from the nation of their Yahuwah. Verse 24. For thou hast confirmed to yourself your people Israel to be a people unto you forever.
Hallelujah.
And Yahuwah are become their Yahuwah.
Right. And what's the precept of their Yahuwah? Go to 227 of Joel. Their Yahuwah, right? Now watch him make it plain. Now your kids go all through school. You all went through all through school. And never heard and got all kinds of degrees. And I'm a college graduate. You're a college graduate in Satan the devil. That's where you're a college graduate to. Satan the devil. Because in that degree, they didn't teach you nothing about 227, the seal of deal. Read it in Mount D.F. Israel or Joel. And where you're going to get this information from, you got to come to Boston.
Of the true Israelite.
We got the degrees that can get you into the kingdom of Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
Degrees you not gonna get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Because all you're gonna see is that picture right there in your head. Because every time you give out orders and say obey, you will see another face come on, whoever you tell it to. And that was Abraham, Isaac, and Israel calling cards. They obeyed and went out not knowing where they was going, but they obeyed the word of Yahweh. And that's what we come short at when you hear the word called obey.
Mm-hmm.
2:27, what did it say?
Joel chapter 2, verse 27.
Right.
And ye shall know.
And you shall know.
That I am in the midst of Israel.
I'm in the midst of who?
Of Israel.
Go ahead.
And that I am Yahweh.
I am Yahweh.
Your Yahweh.
Your Yahweh. Watch this.
And none else.
Now look at that.
And my people shall never.
And how many else?
No. My people shall
and how many
of them?
None. So ain't nobody got the claim and the bragging right but us.
Yeah.
We got the bragging right. That's our Yahweh.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Oh, you raised the world and then take it out the bottom.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Yeah. That's the point we trying to make, y'all. Until we get our act in order according to the Bible. We just spinning the wheel. Remember, Yahweh took the spirit and put it back in his hand now. He waiting, and he have planted them spirits, but how you going to recognize them spirits from the pages of the book?
Yeah.
The one that's coming now is going to be about this man's business. They're not worried about your hurting your feelings. Because Yahweh is, remember, Yahweh told us plainly, Yahweh told us plainly in 2 Corinthians 4:18, he made it plain. He made it plain to us whether we accept it or not. But it's right there written in 4:18. What did he say? What did it say?
Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
So whatever you look at, how long that going to last?
Temporary.
So the things you're not seen is what? Eternal life. And what is that? Give me a 4:17, daughter Yahweh Matthew. And what is that? Back over Sister Jake, Israel, and Mark 1:15. Back to back. What we supposed to be waiting on?
Matthew chapter 4:17.
What it say?
From that time Yahweh the son of Yahweh the father began to teach and say, preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So J. Israel, bring it.
Mark chapter 1:15.
And saying,
the time is fulfilled.
The time is fulfilled.
And the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand.
And what we got to do?
Repent.
Repent.
Ye and believe the gospel.
And believe what you see.
And believe the gospel.
And believe this word, which is the covenant. That what you both believe. Mm-hmm. Now run over there, Sister J, and give me 3:19. Once you understand and say Acts 3:19.
Acts chapter 3. Verse 19 reads.
What it
reads? Repent ye therefore and be converted.
And be what?
Converted.
You're just not repent and not going to be what?
Converted.
Then you got to be converted. What kind of way you got to be converted, Mother D of Israel? Matthew 3:18. Let me show you how you be converted. This is how you got to be converted. Matthew 3:18. Mm-hmm. 18:3-4. So how you... Okay, now how do I be converted? Let's see what the Bible tells us to do. Matthew 18:3-4. 18:3-4. How do we be converted? Okay, I'm repenting. I'm repenting. I'm just repenting. Okay, well let's see about if you got you some Matthew 18:3-4 working with you.
Matthew chapter 18:3-4.
You ready to say?
Verse 3.
What?
And said,
truly I say unto you, except you be converted.
That's the word we're looking for. Converted.
And become as little children.
You gotta come as what?
Little children.
Well, I'm grown. I don't like that obey stuff. I'm a college graduate. I'm everything. No. You gotta come like what kind of way?
As a little children.
Uh-huh.
You shall not enter into the kingdom.
You ain't you going into the fire. If you don't come humble and repent unto anointed leadership that has been appointed to take care of his business, you going to the fire. That's what he's saying right there.
Yeah,
we'll read it again.
Matthew 18, chapter 3, and says,
right.
Truly I say unto you,
right.
Except you be converted.
Except you be converted.
And become as little children.
Become as little children.
You shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You not getting into the kingdom of heaven. You not getting into it.
Verse 4.
Watch this.
Verse 4.
Right.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself.
Oh, you gotta do what again?
Humble yourself.
Well, I gotta give me a comeback statement. Well, see, that's where you out of order. You out of order the comeback statement. You gotta do what?
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
As this little child.
Just as the little child. You can go right now, a little child, and take his hand. Whether the traffic going or not, they're going to follow you. Right? They'll walk right in the middle of the traffic with you. That's the kind of spirit you got to have to get where you got to get to but in this regeneration. That's the spirit you got to have. That's why you got to make sure who you're with lines up with the pages of the book. You got just a baby maker and a Joe Simon. That's what you're going to get. So if you ain't got what the Bible tells you to get to be required for this thing, then that's why we try to teach you what to look for. Because you got to get in your role for Yahweh to intervene. Pray. Finish it up.
The same is greatest. In the kingdom of heaven.
And that way you try to get to the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of heaven is right here on earth.
Yahweh.
And the people he's talking about, you back up to the third chapter of Exodus, Moses of Israel, read verse 9 and 10. So when you was over there, in that verse of 2nd, 14, and 2nd Chronicles, they had all the juice just sitting around and just waiting. Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Exodus chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9. Now therefore, behold, the choir of the children of Israel is come up unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them.
Yes.
Verse 10. Come now therefore, and I will send you.
And I will send you.
Unto Pharaoh. That thou mayest bring forth.
Watch this now. That Moses, that you may bring forth
my people. The children of Israel.
You hear that, Mother Z? You hear that, Mother Z?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Mother E? Who is my people?
Israel.
But who saying this? Yahweh is the one saying this. So why are we making a back seat with all this? Yahweh is saying, my people is who?
Israel.
The children of Israel. Is that what a man saying?
Children of Israel.
Why we can't say this then? Yahweh got no problem saying it. He told Moses, go down and tell Pharaoh, go find that old piece of Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. Then what he said?
Yes,
he put a name on his people, didn't he?
That's
what did he say? That we can read. I can't
My people.
Break
forth my people. Israel.
Why we can't put this on our table?
Yeah.
We worry about what they doing. But you're not never going to quote what Yahweh just said. Who gonna quote what Yahweh just said to Moses?
That's right. That's right, Elder. And that 94:14 and 16, we will rise up and take care of this wicked understanding on the table.
Hallelujah.
I know who we're in line to do this, boy.
Of the true Israelite.
We're in line to do it, but is we ready to do it? I don't know. Because you have a problem with hurting feelings, according to the Bible. Come on back, young lion.
All right. Okay. They're going to rise up and get the evil doing. All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, it brought out about that degrees on the walls and stuff, right? David has something to say about that. About all that degrees, I don't mean nothing.
Oh,
yeah, finish that. Yeah, okay, we're going to finish that Chronicles 7:14.
All
right. Yeah, that's 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 14 reads, if my people, Israel, which I call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
Okay, now, once you put that in there like that, are you prepared if somebody said, well, hey, it's not in there? Where would you go right away and get right back on your hammer? When you drop that in there,
right.
When you make a statement, you drop it in there. What person you got red now like the big stick waiting on you just in case somebody like apologetic around you said, I didn't read no Israel in there. Where would you go right away or will you be fumbling around for the next 10 minutes?
Chapter 3:10.
There you go right there.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm talking about right there. Is you ready then and there to get at the business? When you drop that in there, are you prepared to go then and there and take care of that business? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, and then go ahead with Exodus 4:22 and put that on it.
Yahweh.
Who said that? Mother.
All right,
Mother.
Okay, Mother.
Thank you, O.T. Thank my brother, Lucia. You have spoken in this name of Yahweh. You are an example of something. Thank you. I'll tell you what, Mother Eve. I'll try Matthew 2:6 and see what that sounds like. So rewind what you just said and then say, well, okay, I'm going to come at it another way. I'm going to come at it with Matthew 2:6. Let's try that. Come on. Yeah, Matthew 2:6. How about that, dear mother? How about that? Rule my people who?
Israel.
Why so, mother? Back up to Exodus 4:22. Why so, mother? Exodus 4:22. Why so? Damage. You holding my son? Let my son go. where he can save me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. See that? So you know how it is with your son. You go out the way. What? My son down there doing what? You stop what you're doing and go see, don't you? I don't care what you're doing. My son doing what? You're going to stop what you're doing and get rid of another Yahweh I'm trying to tell you. Don't y'all want to make me stop what I'm doing and take care of business? Why don't y'all come clean?
Hallelujah.
Put them pagan names down. I gave you a name for you to be my son. Now, make a cry. Watch me here. Now, give me 425. Give me 225 of mother. And look what Yahweh said, you do right. 225. Now, if you do right, look what Yahweh got written. If you do right, 225. Yes, ma'am, 225. Suppose you do right. Look what Yahweh got for you if you do right. Because if you do right, look what he got for you. That's only if you do right now.
And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had mistakes.
Yeah, what? See that? So Yahweh is respect the person, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
But to who?
Israel.
See that? See that? He respects the person to Israel. Now, why you ain't even, you got the greedies on the wall and you don't know that? Yahweh is respect the person to Israel. So now, tonight, everything's going to be great. Now I go to 26 verse 9, and I get Leviticus 26 verse 9, and when I drop that in there, hey, I'm in business. I got the whole flow. Come on, mother. Come on back to 26 verse 9 now. What you just heard there. So if I go to 26 verse 9 in Leviticus, now I can take over the Bible study class. If I do right in 26 verse 9, by having 225 already, I can get my hand on it. Mm-hmm. Verse 9. Leviticus 26, verse 9.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9 reads, "For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you."
Now, what can you put in there, mother, that can take over the Bible study class? If you were somewhere on the bus, somewhere. Now, if you read that verse, what can you do to get their attention? What you just had already in 225. What can you do with that verse right there? If that verse was read and you read that verse, but if you don't have 225 waiting on you. Now, take over the Bible study class by reading that verse again. 26 verse 9.
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 9. But I will have the respect unto you. And
yeah, who are you?
Israel.
No, who are you? What did you read in 225? What did you read in 225? Did you read the you? What did you read in 225? What did you read in 225? On the children of Israel.
And Yahweh had respect unto
who?
The children of Israel.
Now, see, can you insert all that in that 26 verse 9 verse? The way you got it right there in 225. See, you dump all that in there in 26 verse 9 of Leviticus. We need you dump it all in there right there. Don't spare the rod. Don't spare the rod in 26 verse 9. Yep. That's why you gotta have some markers there, mother. Have some markers in there where you can swing the markers back and forth. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I will have respect unto you.
Now you, who are you?
Well, I will have respect unto
you. No, you. You?
But I will have respect unto you.
You?
Israel.
No, not Israel. Now, come on back. Give me all of it. Give me all of it. Don't spatter off.
But I will have respect unto you, the children of Israel.
Excellent, mother. I will have respect to you, the children of Israel, the people of Yahweh, the congregation of Yahweh. You can pour it all up in there. And the whole class belongs to you at that point. They all belong to you now. Here's it up. Finish that verse up in that 26.
And make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. Israel.
No, children of
the
Israel.
Children of Israel.
Now, there you go, mother. The children of Israel. The congregation of Yahweh. Who is that? The children of Israel. Back to the young lion.
All right. There you go, right there. All right, back to that Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles 7:14. All right. With that understanding, Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Who's reading that? Yeah. Go ahead, who's that, daughter Yahweh?
Yeah, mother Z.
Oh, yeah, mother Z. Go ahead, back to that Second Chronicles 7:15. Now we just got through reading there, how to insert that in there. Now we just read that you have to insert all that in Leviticus 26 verse 9, right? And okay, Leviticus 26 verse 9. Then that's the 2:25. With that understanding. Yes, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Okay, now let me go ahead and I know you have to read the way it is. Okay, let me go ahead and break this down. Okay, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, the children of Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
So humble themselves like what?
Okay, then we go to Matthew.
Yeah, humble themselves like what?
We go to Matthew 18.
Yeah, they humble themselves, but like what?
Okay, you go to Matthew chapter 18. This is how you humble yourself. Matthew chapter 18.
You gotta, we know it already, but you got to put it in there. You the moderator.
Okay.
You got to put it in there. Humble yourself like what?
Okay.
Like a what? Like a little child. Then, if anybody were a grunt, then you went back to that 18:3-4.
Right.
18, but, you know, when you reading that by being the teacher, you say they got to humble themselves like a little child.
Yeah.
And then if they grow up, then you put some 18:3-4 on them.
All right. That's it, Matthew 18:3-4.
Yeah, you can hear murmuring going on in the middle when that verse come out like that. Mm-hmm. As a little child, then if they grow up, then you drop it on them, 18:3-4.
All right.
But you're supposed to read it at least a way. But if you hear the kind of movement going on, some murmuring going on, then you back up and put the 18, 3, and 4 in there.
Mm-hmm.
18, then get right on back to what you want.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. We at 2 Chronicles 7:14. Okay. You can go ahead.
Let me show you why I said that. Hold up. Let me show you why I said that. Micaiah, go to second book of Adam and Eve. 12th chapter, verse 1 and 3. Let me show you why I said that. This is how you got to look at this thing. This is how you got to look at it in the second book of Adam and Eve, page 72, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, 1 and 3. Watch this. Come on, y'all.
Adam and Eve, page 72, verses 1 to 3.
1 and 3.
1 and 3. Verse 1. Then Jerry kept his father's commandment and arose like a lion over his people.
What was he? He was, see, that's how you got to be when you're dealing with your people. You got to be a lion over your people. You got to be with people like a lion. You can't be all passive like jello. You got to be like a lion over your people. Go ahead and read.
He feeds them in righteousness.
He feeds them in what?
Righteousness.
And when you feed them like a lion, you feed them in what?
Righteousness.
And innocence.
And commanded them to do nothing without
his counsel. And command them to do nothing by what? Without what?
Counsel.
Without his counsel. Because you got to command them. Don't make no move until you hear my counsel.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was afraid concerning them, lest they should go to the children of Canaan.
You hear that?
Verse 3. At the end of these 10 years, there came unto him this sign. And Jerry was standing like a lion before the borders of his father.
You see how he was standing? That's what we got to do. We got to stand in the gap like a lion.
Praying and warning his people. Satan envied him.
Satan will always envy you when you warn your people. When you warn your people what time it is to keep an eye on Satan.
And brought a beautiful apparition.
Right. So they gonna always hate you when you start telling your people the truth of the matter. You see? You're not gonna be like it. You ain't getting no more pats on the back. You ain't getting no invites nowhere.
Because Jerry would not let his children do
aught
without his
counsel. He would not let his children do none of that. Now, what's the precept of that? Let's go to Genesis chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. What's the precept of that? Brother Titus. He would let them do that. When he seen wrong, he corrected it.
Genesis 18.
Yeah. Let's see what when Yahweh was speaking to the milk and spirits, he said what to them?
Out of Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 18, read. Said that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
Back up one verse.
Verse 17. The Yahweh said, I will hide from Abraham.
Take your time.
Genesis, chapter 18, verse 17. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. Said that Abraham should surely become a great and mighty nation.
Go ahead.
And all the nations of the earth should be blessed in him.
Go
ahead. 19. For I know him.
I know Abraham.
That he would command.
What are you going to do?
Command.
His children.
And his household after them.
Yeah.
They should keep the way of Yahweh.
He going to do what again?
Keep the way
of. What are you going to do?
Command
them to do it. He ain't going to ask them jack.
Right.
He will command his family to follow in order of Yahweh through him. They don't ask you how you feel about this. He know what Abraham's gonna do when it's hot and heavy, and that's the spirit we gotta have.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at the Bible and make a call in according to the Bible. Oh, did I hurt your feeling the way I said that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on back there, young man.
Okay, you. What's that second book of Adam and Eve? 12:1-3. I'm looking.
72:1-3.
What chapter? That was chapter 12 or 72. Okay.
Really put up defining a definition of the word humble, which I can lay my eyes on.
Yourself.
To how long?
To death,
right? Mm-hmm. Now, you're in a relationship.